Hello and welcome to another edition of Fort Collins Heating on Air. It's Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning's podcast. I am Todd Harding, and my special guest today is Alex Murphy, our service manager. How you doing, Alex?
I'm good.
Thank you. So, you've been here a while, right?
I have.
So, tell me your story.
Well, this will be my 9th year with the company. Started 2013, and at the time I was an apprentice. I had taken classes, night classes, for trade school, down at Front Range Community College, and started off here because I just wanted to get into the mechanical field solely, and not, prior to that I was doing whole home renovations for energy upgrades.
So how does that turn into service manager?
Well, 9 years is a long time. I worked my way through just about every position within the company up until that point, from installation to quality assurance, and then into management on the installation side, and then had the opportunity to take on the service department in 2018, and have been doing that ever since.
Now, one thing I've always said is kind of dangerous. Maybe our most dangerous customer is someone who knows a little bit.
It's true.
Because that person will probably try to fix their own system. Is that a good idea?
It really kind of depends. I mean, I usually equate it to a person working on their own vehicle, right? There's certain things that you really want to have a full understanding of. You can change your air filter, you can change your oil, you can do different things on your car. But if you start to get into your transmission, if you start to get into the any of the drivetrain, the engine stuff, you're probably going to want to call somebody that knows what they're doing.
So let's talk a little bit about when we should call a professional. When do we call Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning? At what point?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, there's
I get it. I can change my own air filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but I don't want to be probably doing a full tune-up on my own system, right?
Right. Yeah. When you're dealing with simple things, maintenance-related things, cleaning a flame sensor, changing your filter, like you said, just making sure that everything is clean within the furnace itself, that's fine. But when you start to get into the gas side of things, the electrical, the risk goes up substantially, obviously. If you don't understand electricity, if you don't understand how the gas is getting supplied to your system, you definitely want to hesitate before you start getting into the system. I've been able to walk people through repairs over the phone. It just depends on people's comfortability. I always like to check and see if they have experience dealing with electricity, dealing with gas, anything like that before even entertaining that.
Do you have any examples where maybe someone should have called instead of trying to do it themselves?
Yeah, it happens.
No names.
Yeah, it happens fairly often. I mean, especially when you have property management companies where they have a technician on site that knows a little bit about a couple things. Mm-hmm. You get there and wires are pulled off of the control board, off the thermostat, whatever it might be. And then we have to get in there and really redo everything that had just been done. Reconnect wires, replace certain things if they weren't careful and they didn't disconnect power in doing so. One of the most common things I would say is people installing their own thermostats and thinking that it's not the same voltage as an outlet that you're dealing with. You're dealing with lower voltage, but it's still voltage nonetheless, still electricity. And so people will just take the thermostat off the wall, disconnect wires, pop it back in, think everything's good, match the colors, what they had there, and they blew a fuse on the board, or if there wasn't fuse protection, had to replace the control board. That's probably the most common thing I would say that we see, especially with homeowners, get their fancy new smart thermostat, it's Wi-Fi, you know, compatible, and think they can just do it on their own, but lo and behold, they didn't read the manual.
One of the best things I think we do is called our USA, our Ultimate Savings Agreement, and that sends us out to your house a couple times a year to check on your air conditioner, check on your furnace, and just make sure everything is running smoothly, and that way we don't have to be called for the most part for those repairs that that might have to happen because someone didn't keep up the maintenance on their system.
Right. Yeah. And the maintenance is an important thing. We establish a baseline of the system. So we know how things are operating. We can start to see trends in things. We have parts called capacitors on blowers that will get weak over time. And that's a item that we replace fairly regularly, both in the heating side of things and the cooling side and air conditioners. So we can start to track and see trends of different things. And that's a benefit in and of itself. The thing about signing up for a service agreement with a company, and particularly with us, the benefits that we offer, I would say the best benefit that you get is priority scheduling. When we have a heat wave, when it gets cold, we have a polar vortex or whatever, and everybody's calling because their systems aren't working. Everybody's trying to get somebody to come out, check it out. And we prioritize customers that sign up with our service agreement, try to get there within the same day, if not the next day. And so that priority scheduling is, I would say, the best benefit. And discounts on repairs, obviously, if you do need to have a repair done, get a 15% discount on that repair. And then no overtime charges. So if you call us, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, and your system isn't working, or on the plumbing side, if, you know, day after Thanksgiving, things aren't going down the drain the same that they were before, then we won't charge you additional rates, or we usually charge time and a half after regular business hours. So you also get that added benefit as well.
I actually remember getting a call last Thanksgiving from somebody who had an emergency.
Yep.
It does happen.
Yeah. I mean, just that time of year, you have a lot of people in your house, you know, you're cooking, you're putting a lot of stuff down the drain, people are coming in and out of the house, so the furnace is running more, so, and holidays, you know, weekends, trying to get somebody out to your house, we have technicians on call all the time, so.
Well, Alex, thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Fort Collins Heating on Air, our podcast. And if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer on the podcast, just send us a message, info@fortcollinsheating.com, and spell out the F-O-R-T in that. That's info@fortcollinsheating.com.